You are now listening to King of the Court podcast.
King of the Court Podcast, Season 5, Episode number...
1-0. It's 1.
Episode number 2 out of 9.
You ever went out in pregame too hard?
Nope.
I felt like we... Oh, well, I have. I'm going to tell you this, and our listeners have. I'm going to tell you this. We pregame too hard over the summer. It was recorded. Then when the season started, we was not available.
Yeah, I was hungover.
No, when the NBA season started, we went back to work.
That's a fact.
Yeah,
all of our schedules changed. But thank you for everybody who's been asking for us and asking when are we going to record and when are we going to do this.
It's good to be wanted.
It's always good to be wanted, Steven. This episode is for you.
The working man.
This is definitely the working man's episode because one working man just got off and another working man is getting ready to go to work. And I'm off today, so sucks to be y'all.
No, it sucks to be you, actually.
Why?
You know why. Stop bullshitting.
I don't care. Why do you think I care about this
season? We going right into it. Because he ain't got many seasons left. You should care.
I don't care because this is clearly not on him.
It is on him. He's like fucking playing like shit.
He played very well last night, sir. I'm
no,
sorry.
No, he didn't.
Why didn't he play well?
Son, you know, I can show you highlights.
No, don't show me highlights. Don't even show me highlights. Yeah, he's not even trying and got 30.
Nigga, it's not about points.
It's not, but he's still playing.
Defense. He's not passing the ball.
Yo,
how many shots it took him to get 30?
I think only 20.
Nigga, that's bad.
What the fuck are you talking about? Yo,
the nigga missed the 2 free throws, grabbed his nuts, and walked off the court.
Yeah, he's tired.
He's like, he got injured bricking free throws, man. It's his fault too, man.
That is the worst roster to put around an aging superstar who isn't known for 3-point shooting.
Listen, there's a formula that everybody knows with this man that works. The Lakers chose to go away from the formula this season. This is the last season. This is the product that you have. That's it. What is there to be upset about?
Let me tell you how bad Rob Pelinka is, right? He fucking he let go of THT, right?
Who he didn't want to let go of before.
Sorry, I rephrased it wrong. He kept THT to let Caruso go, only to trade THT for Patrick Beverley, who's worse than Caruso. He totally fucking botched the whole shit. He's horrible.
Hey. He literally plays the Caruso role.
Richard Jefferson and fucking Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is saying about LeBron? Like, yo, he's not even trying.
I said that to y'all the other day when they lost to the Timberwolves. I'm like, this nigga's not engaged at all in this season, bro. You can see it.
But that sucks, though. Why don't he just run point and just go from there?
I told y'all 5 years ago the man should just finish his career at point guard, and they just needed another great wing with him, and it'll be fine. The 1 year he plays point guard, he leads the league in assists, and they win the championship.
And now you hear what's his face? Anthony Davis.
Both sides of the ball.
Anthony Davis is crying that he don't want to play center, even though he's like the biggest guy in the NBA. It's like hilarious.
And it's built for the modern day center role.
Like, I don't want to play
stretch
center.
The floor.
Yeah, you got both of them playing. You have him playing. You got him playing the 5 and Bron playing the 4 every night.
Because LeBron is like one of the biggest people in the league he should be for. Or just play LeBron at center or something.
So you got two niggas playing positions that they don't want to play, and they're playing out of their position. This is
that's not out of LeBron's or Anthony Davis' position.
That's for Anthony Davis, who played four his whole career, to play five the entire game, and LeBron, who played the three his entire career, to play the four at aging, even though, you know, you would think that'd be the best position for him to play.
But yes, yeah, he doesn't want to play.
Yeah, it worked. It's a mismatch on both sides of the ball.
He can't play. He can't play point guard if he has to be scoring the boatload.
Your average point guard is 6'4", 6'3". Even if you try to put somebody, like, you're gonna have to sacrifice something to guard him at the one.
You think LeBron could guard John Wall?
Right now, in this stage of his career, yeah.
No, he can't.
No.
Why?
John Wall still, he's one of the fastest people ever.
Y'all looking at it as if we're playing a video game the entire game, and he's going to guard him from tip off to the final buzzer.
That's what I'm saying. So let me finish.
No, because LeBron, when he is playing, and depending on how close the game is and who they're playing, LeBron will guard the best perimeter player at the end of the games. They did it that year. He was guarding point guards.
We're talking about the start from the start of the game.
No,
he's gonna guard
nobody. No, the NBA does not work like that anymore, bro. It does not.
I don't know what team you're watching.
When niggas start getting lit up, there's multiple switches.
That's not true. Okay,
yeah, but the big,
they don't
biggest
do
one.
That anymore.
Okay, if you start LeBron at point guard,
you
who's
don't go
be,
superstar. You don't
who's
go
gonna guard the guard?
Superstar.
Who's going to guard the guard?
This is why you need other players. With this currently constructed, you have him at point guard. This is when you had your KCPs and your Avery Bradleys. And you had
your Josh Harts.
You had, you know what I'm saying? Not even Hart, but just that team that won. And then you have your rim protectors. Like, that's what works. Like, why is Dwight in fucking Nihau Land or wherever he's at right now instead of being on this team? Like, we don't have anybody.
Because that's the downfall.
Because we tried to
play with LeBron.
There is no downfall.
Your career is over.
Everybody who played
with LeBron, their career is over.
First of all, y'all said this.
It is
y'all,
true.
Y'all done spoke all.
Except Kevin Love. He has to take like 6 years off.
Kevin Love's career is over. He has to cry that he's mentally retarded to get his career back.
Yeah, he got it back.
Boy, oh boy.
He got it back. He had to go through that turmoil with LeBron.
Kyrie's career
is
over.
This is the worst
over.
Roster since Ricky
Everybody.
Davis.
This is absolutely the worst roster.
No, it's not.
It is.
That's not the worst LeBron roster since Ricky Davis?
No. Because who on that Ricky Davis roster was Anthony Davis?
No. Since. I'm not saying you're close on that. But I would put those big D teams. I would rather have Ilgauskas than Anthony Davis right now.
All right. So put it with me like this. So if it's not LeBron's fault, then that means Anthony Davis is overrated.
It's not that. It's the poor.
Nigga,
I don't think he's overrated.
JT.
I'm not talking about Russell Westbrook.
I'm not talking about Russell Westbrook.
There's no way that you could tell me that the greatest player in the world, supposedly, or of all time, and Anthony Davis, one of the revolutionary power forwards of all time. You mean to tell me y'all can't win two games?
He's on decline. I think he's not overrated.
I think he's on decline.
He is on a decline right now, and you still have.
How is he on a decline? And it's 30.
And it's a mental decline. And you're also playing against quality NBA talent every night. Like you mean to tell me you're going out there and just saying, okay, they're supposed to win 2-on-5 every night?
Yo, how is Lauri Markkanen killing Anthony Davis? I don't want to hear that shit. Most of these times this year.
Lauri
Markkanen looks like fucking a 7-foot Larry Bird right now.
Lauri Markkanen is playing very solid right now.
He's going to get most improved player this year.
He's about to get MVP votes if he keeps it up. So if you're saying this, then how the hell are you going to go, how is he playing?
Because this is Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis, isn't he a top 50 player?
Zubac had him in the blender last night.
I was about to say that nigga. I was upset. I had the
problem. That's another nigga the Lakers let go.
Yeah, Zubac.
Come on. We have to stop doing that.
They let him go for a roster spot.
A championship came out of that. We have to stop.
Who cares if the champion? Listen.
No. It's not like we let go of these players and nothing happened at all. This is not the other team that we're going to talk about.
But this is the downfall of doing that. Listen to me. From that one championship, okay, you mortgage the next 20 years.
So, hey, some over. Teams don't win. It's been how many years since you guys even got to one?
The devil is the detail.
No, there is no okay. It's either you take your championship and be happy with what happens after that until you recover from that, or you sit up here and you had a team that you thought was going to compete and you won nothing and be miserable for all those years. It's you take the good with the bad. That's it. We traded Anthony Davis away for all the young pieces. It equated to a championship the very next season. The last two seasons, the nigga been hurt, and this is not a good start now because we also traded away some other pieces unnecessarily for a piece that we didn't need, and now you're stuck with the roster. That's it.
Wasn't it supposed to be one bubble ring?
Why do they have Matt Ryan and not Carmelo Anthony?
I don't know. Because you got the. That's what I said to y'all at the beginning of the year. We're getting the cheap versions of everybody we need. We could have fucking
Carmelo.
Had
you could get Carmelo for the same price.
We could have had fucking Buddy Hield and fucking and Turner. No, we went up here and went and tried to get Thomas Bryant and fucking who else we picked up and Schroeder and somebody else instead of just picking up the real versions of people. Instead of us getting DeMar DeRozan last year when we could have, we traded for Russ and then we go try to get the cheap version of DeRozan and get Lonnie Walker this year. Like this is what's happening. It's not quality things that we're trying to get here. We're getting the dollar brand version, and you want the fucking the same value for it. It's not.
Maybe Palenka's been through a lot, and I Lakers organization has been through it.
Lakers want Gucci, and they shopping on Instagram boutiques. I'll
give them somewhat of a pass for a pandemic, losing Kobe, and all of that shit happening, and you probably aren't prepared for the new role that you're taking in the Lakers organization. But fucking just resign at this point so someone else can do it. This shit looks horrible.
Nah, it looks bad. I'm gonna just say this in regards to these picks, right? To me, why it makes no sense. Right? It's a simple formula that has worked for the last 10 years, right? Consistently. Because the man went to, what, 8 straight finals. So you know this works. Every team that he's played for, within 4 seasons, he's got you to the NBA finals.
But he's not the same LeBron. I got to
know. No, listen. You're saying he's horrible this year because he's not LeBron that you're used to. He's not horrible.
He's horrible.
He's shooting bad from three. He's not horrible. Horrible is an understatement. He's still averaging about 25, 26 points per game. Let me finish what I'm saying here.
So you know
what works, right, with Bron. Okay, we got to get him some shooters. We got to get him a veteran. Or whatever, you got to get him an aging veteran or whatever, an emerging star, you know, a star, because he never gets superstar help other than Dwayne Wade, who was a superstar at one point. But that was it, right? Got stars. And you know that you're going to have to sacrifice them draft picks to complete the rest of the roster. Why are you telling me that this man just re-signed with y'all for another 2 years, right? And you mean to tell me, okay, he just came off of a season where he averaged 30. We know he don't have much time left. He re-signed with us. AD re-signed with us. We're not going to move a pick in 2027 and 2029. Which is five and 7 years from now to get the help that we need. So if you're not going to do that, then don't fuss about the product that you have right now. You cannot fuss about it.
You know why? The fans are fussing, not the owners, because it still sells out.
The owners, I don't want to hear anything because the man fulfilled his obligations to the organization, and they're not doing the same for them. So there's nothing to complain about.
Is resigning to the Lakers the worst thing LeBron did for his career?
No.
So you wanted him to be signed there?
I want him to finish his career there.
Why?
I don't want him to go to another team. Then what?
Why he don't go to Cleveland?
Why can't?
How many times? You a toxic nigga. How many times does that keep going back?
Nigga, because he's changed though. Nigga, as many places I go, I always go. Pizza shots I eat.
I'm always going to Albers. Albers is all right.
So that's why. Albers.
But why can't he go to another team?
I don't. If it ain't Domino's or Pizza Hut, some commercial shit, real quick. I don't eat pizza from other places. It's only Albus.
Chris Paul single-handedly revived his career by switching teams till he found the right fit.
What is the right fit? Because the man still ain't won the championship yet.
Championships aren't everything.
He got to one finals. LeBron gets every organization he plays for, or every team he's played for, whatever stint. If it's Cleveland 1 or Cleveland, you're going to the finals.
took OKC to the playoffs. He took a deep run
to the
Rockets.
Lakers, he got the Lakers to the finals. And at this stage of his career, why do I know?
So why can't he, why he move can again? Go wherever why? He wants?
No, I'm not relocating.
But why play for that? Why play for a set?
Because it's not organization. At this point, it's not just about him. It's man. You know what I'm saying? Your kids are at a school there. They're getting ready to graduate or whatever and whatnot. It's convenient for him. Your businesses and all that. Like, it's not about that. I know we want our players to compete for championships all the way through. You know, we want to see LeBron or whoever else, KD and Steph in the finals every year, whoever it is that you want. But it's like at this point, like this man is his 20th season in the league.
Sean, can I just say one thing?
I'm listening.
Are you kidding me? The Knicks are absolute. They look like the absolutely worst version of the 2006-2007 Knicks. I've never seen a roster that looked so poorly built, so poorly constructed, so poor for their freaking mental health. Russ looks like he's fucking needs a therapy session after every game. And he's laughing through the pain. AD looks like he doesn't want to be there. LeBron just looks fed up with it. Why would you be in a situation where you look like one of the worst built rosters in the past 20 years? Why would you subject yourself to that?
Well,
Kobe had it just as bad, and you saw what we have one last game from Kobe, the 62 game. After that, it was so many wasted performances and wasted time to the point where the Lakers were really obscure. And they suffered Robert for like Zachary. 5 fucking years so that they could build up like their coffers to trade it all for that one championship. And you know what? Fuck it. The championship's worth it. But why subject yourself to this fucking nonsense? This is bad basketball. Fucking trade. Trade yourself at this point.
Yeah, well, where are you going to go?
Anywhere. I'll go to Orlando and where play with fucking Paolo Banchero. I'll play with Josh Giddey and OKC. I'll at least have fun.
I mean, I guess.
The only place that you probably don't have fun is in Madison Square Garden, because the Knicks don't look fucking fun.
Who's to say he's not having fun, Stevie?
He looks like, I say he's not having fun. The media looks like, the optics, it looks like he's not having fun on
it's
that
the
court.
Media, it's the media's fault why everybody's conditioned to this shit and every
what,
game.
What, good watching. Basketball? We're conditioned to good basketball?
Yeah, he conditioned you guys to good basketball. They don't put a good good team around him, so now you're not getting good basketball, and now everybody's so fed up that they got to talk about it all the time.
Yeah, don't do this to the king.
Yeah, well, start you saying that.
You got the king out here serving whoppers, man.
Don't make it seem like it's Braun. It ain't Braun.
It's not Braun. Why would you sign there? Why would you stay there?
Braun is doing everything. Because, hey, maybe you don't know what goes on in these meetings. Maybe they're telling him they're going to do one thing, and all right, cool. Well, I held up my end of the bargain. Where's yours?
Yo, you got some nerve talking about Kyrie, and you motherfucking, you over here looking like the worst basketball team in the NBA history.
Nah, you want to segue into that now?
Yo, LeBron has a worst plus minus in the NBA.
That's what you did that whole time you was quiet?
Nah, I was playing 2K.
Nah, you wasn't. Playing,
you know, I was ready to finish. Because I've been through it. I have all these stuff written down on my phone. For you. I got.
Why for me?
It's for you. Because you're telling me he's not playing bad, and I'm telling you he is.
Okay. Anything else you got?
Yeah, you what you want, man?
What else? That's it. So he has the worst plus minus in the NBA, so he's playing bad.
He was at negative 17 last night. Oh, he had a great game.
I didn't say he had a great game.
You said he played good. He scored 30. He has a negative 17.
He didn't play bad. You said he shot bad. See, how many shots did he take? I said he took 20. He shot efficiently.
He's too old to be working that hard, man. Miami can't work that hard,
man.
That's
exactly what they were saying all of last night, and that's what I know. And at this point, what do you expect from this man at this point? You're still expecting greatness from him. Why are you bringing this up?
He's a closer, because he's older. He's a closer.
Like, you're obviously still expecting the same standard of greatness that he set.
No, why is LeBron on your team?
We know
why is LeBron on your team?
We know
to close out games.
Exactly. We know this team is bad. He ain't got the legs to close out.
They're not giving him the legs.
He can't even make a free throw.
No, not right now. What else you want the man to do? You watch these games. You obviously can see, yo, oh, shit, these guys are getting quality shots. Like, at one point, I was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, nobody can make an open shot. They're not even shooting bad or contested shots or under pressure shots. This man is still getting you the same corner three, wide open shots right in the pocket that they just right. brick it. They can't
so,
make. They can't
okay,
score.
Okay, so why Jules and Virgilio were talking mad shit about me?
Losing
to the Nets, but y'all lost to the Clippers nine times in a row.
You was conveniently, nine times in a row. Y'all lost to the Clippers. You was conveniently asleep. While y'all was getting spanked. We don't even care when y'all are playing. Half the time, if I'm not home, I'm not watching y'all. We don't. Let me. I've been telling you for years. LeBron don't care about y'all.
LeBron said last night, I have to learn how to flop. That nigga's the greatest liar in history.
Why?
Because he said he has to learn how to flop.
On the offensive end.
That nigga is one of the greatest floppers of all time.
On the offensive end, yeah.
But he didn't say offense. He's not got a lot of floppers.
Because he doesn't get to the line no more. They don't let the nigga get to the line. Because what? What's the because? And you see it. He don't get to the line no more, bro.
Because niggas ain't falling for that.
Falling for what? Him getting fouled?
LeBron always would do that. Like, exaggerate his head back when somebody would reach in. Come on.
No. There's drives where he put his head down and he's going up strong. And there's a play where they said he blatantly missed it. They said they blatantly missed it pretty much. It was two slaps on the man and there was no foul call.
You know what it is? He ain't a superstar. He don't get superstar calls. He don't get Giannis calls because he ain't.
You gotta play for a winning team like the Nets.
That's it. Why reward him when he's playing? The Knicks have a better record than the Nets, so let's talk about that.
Let's not talk about that. That's about y'all getting your asses whooped last night.
That's cool. Hey, you're 2-9, so relax.
That's fine. That's okay. What do y'all have? What do y'all have? 5-5?
Five and six.
Oh, wonderful. Even better.
Wouldn't you take that over 2-9 and you have the king?
You're making it seem like it's his one.
Y'all got all superstars. Because and we got
you
no
won't
superstars.
Admit that's really you won't like, admit that like, Anthony Davis is yo LeBron.
I don't understand how you're blaming two
LeBron.
People.
LeBron has a better body and he's in better shape than Anthony Davis.
Anthony
Davis is 10 years younger than him, and he looks.
Anthony Davis
was older than LeBron.
Anthony Davis makes
a layup and holds it back after every play.
What do y'all want them to do? Playing 2-on-5 every night.
Nigga, it's not 2-on-5.
No. Listen.
I don't
want to
hear that.
You don't
want
to hear it. What do you want them to do? Trying to play 2-on-5 and they're packing the paint and the shooters aren't making any shots.
The Rockets with more games than them. You can't even.
What do you want them playing on the Rockets? What do you want them to do? Playing 2-on-5 when the teams are packing the paint on them. And your shooters aren't making no shots.
And they're not making any shots.
Okay, so even better. So what do you want them to do at this point?
Make shots.
Anthony Davis
is a worst three-point shooter in the whole league.
So the good game that they've had when they've actually shot pretty decent and the shooters still didn't make any shots, bro, what do you want them to do? They play good defense. I'm not going to say anything bad about their defense. They play because every game we're down double digits and we tie the game at least twice.
In the beginning of the season, Anthony Davis can't shoot.
Okay.
And
so
he was like, no, he can shoot.
So why are they
poorest shooters.
My answer to you, my reply to you was he can shoot from the top of the key.
Yo, Anthony Davis, when he has good games, you know what he does? He's down low finishing. Getting to the line. Playing like a big man. Not a fucking pussy ass a 7-foot Kyle Korver that he thinks he is.
Well, that's
or,
just,
or,
that's
or because, Kevin Love or Kevin Loving. He plays like Chris Bosh, and it's not his best game.
Well, that's because they want him to shoot more shots, take more shots.
The lights are too bright. He wants to be Bosh. He does not want to be Braun. He does not want to be Wade.
Here's my absolute hot take: Kevin Love is better than Anthony Davis was and is currently. Period. Kevin Love rebounds the ball better. That's part of defense rebounding. His defensive rebounding, offensive rebound, he passes better, he shoots better. He's a better low post player.
He's not a better defender. Exactly.
Defense is big though.
You ever seen Kevin?
The Lakers are one of the best defensive teams in the league, and they suck right now.
Anthony Davis is a light years better defender than Kevin Love, and that makes him. I think that puts him over the top as a better overall player.
Because Kevin Love is a light years offensive player than him. Better. Passing, three, down low. You forget.
It's close.
Kevin Love in Minnesota has a better low post game than a lot of people, bro.
It's close, but that defensive edge is great.
That defensive edge is nothing. And then he can't stay on the court either.
Neither one of them are the most healthy players.
Kevin Love was a fucking Iron Man in Minnesota. What are you talking about,
What are you talking about? Minnesota was 10 years ago, bro.
Has he ever been healthy? Yo, son, who's having a better season right now? That was 10 years ago.
It's still maybe Anthony Davis, sir.
No, it's not.
It's still maybe Anthony Davis.
No, the guy who torched the Knicks.
Who's the guy who torched the Knicks? That's anybody in league history.
Kevin Love.
Pick a player any day.
All right, go to the next topic because we spent too much time on these.
Nah, we can talk about it. Right now.
I can do it, but there's nothing to talk about.
If you had Kevin Love and take out Anthony Davis,
you would have to get other players to construct around it. Yep.
LeBron would probably look happy with Kevin Love.
Listen, you signed Willie Cauley-Stein from the G League, bring in Kevin Love, and then guess what? You're good.
And you know white people's averages go up when they're on the Lakers.
Period.
I have a question. So why haven't we re-signed Carmelo Anthony? Why is Dwight Howard playing all the way overseas?
Because I have a conspiracy theory. Jeannie Buss hates LeBron and she wants to ruin his legacy.
It's possible.
Because she was talking shit about him on Instagram and you swore who left?
Stevie.
And you swore that she wasn't talking about him. And she got no beef with him. Trust me. I think it's a conspiracy. They trying to do something to him.
It's possible. I don't disagree with it. The way it looks, with the lack of support that they provided over the last two seasons, yeah, it's possible.
Right.
With the willingness to not let go of that lack of willingness to not let go of those draft picks, yeah, I can see that being possible.
Right, because their whole thing is Lakers, the Lakers. Like the team before players or whatever, like.
Okay, so I think I guess you got what you wanted. You got your championship out the man. Nobody even thought that the man wanted to play or he was done, you know, done competing for championships, and he got you one. So not only do you got him at this point to get you selling tickets, but he also got you a championship. He also got the city lit again, no matter how many times the Clippers been beating us and the whatever commercials and everything else like that, they still ain't the Lake Show.
The city is always lit.
Yeah, the city's gonna be even more lit when you got Bron out there. No matter what age you got LeBron, what stage you got Bron in. But you ain't putting the pieces around him. I can't fault that man. He re-signed, he did everything he was supposed to do, and, you know, they didn't do their part. So now what? You want to talk about your lackluster Knicks, or you want to talk about the?
I'm good. I don't know. What did you expect the Knicks to do? We're 5-6. Currently, we're good.
I told y'all. If y'all play the Boston Celtics the same way, you can play the rest of the league that way. I could watch y'all play every single game.
It's not that. It's not the Boston Celtics. It's Julius. I don't want to say like it's Julius Randle.
Well, I don't know. When y'all play this, the whole team plays with sense.
He takes plays off. He does weird stuff, but he's playing good, but then he detriments the team. Obi is good. The Nets, we're not even going to talk about Kyrie and the Nets. What's going on over there? That's just a disaster, man. Ben Simmons is fucking horrible. He rushed. You can tell he's not healthy, though.
Yeah, and everybody says he's trash and all these other things. Right? You know,
but he rushed it back because the internet rushed him back. Like, oh, look at him. He's a bum. He don't want to play because of his mental health. Blah, blah, blah. He's trying to prove that it's not about that. And he rushed it so bad, he could barely even move.
Yeah.
He's running mad stiff. He just looks weird out there. Kevin Durant's trying everything, but he can't do it by himself. Joe Harris just got back. They got a lot of injuries. They need a big. Their biggest problem is they don't have a big man. But there's quality big man that's in the G League. That's like, I don't understand why these people feel like in order to be like get a job in the NBA, you need to shoot threes.
Yeah, you're right. Kuki Kyrie scheduled days off. Or I got paid early. That's wonderful. Wow. That's
so wonderful. It's like Boogie Cousins is out there. Dwight's out there. Willie Cauley-Stein is out there. Shit, you can even get Taco Fall. Like, it's people out there, bro, that could play.
So why haven't we signed them?
I'm talking about the Nets. It's big man. The Lakers, I don't know. The Lakers,
I like Dwight. Claxton. They don't. They, I don't.
Yeah,
they,
but they he. Need first a, of all, he's not. He's not. He's small. He's not a rebounder. He weighs 200 pounds, and that's the only big man they have, bro. There's no one else under there except some sharp kid. And I know he's like 6'9". No, there's no other legitimate power forward or big man on that team.
The next big man after that is Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
So, of course, when they play the Bucks with Brook Lopez, they're going to get dominated. They play the whole – even if they play the Celtics, who don't even play that big, but they got fucking Al Horford, who's, like, better than – he should be drug tested. Who else? So many shit. I want to talk about Paolo Banchero. He's the fucking
– that kid is good. I keep telling y'all he's good, man.
He's really good. He's really, really good.
He's fucking good, man.
Panchero is good. He's ready. We run through some else. Oh, that other kid, Sharp, on the Blazers. Is good. The Sharp. Blazers. Mm-hmm. Yo, yeah. He's nice.
The Blazers in Utah are shocking the shit out of everybody. The
Blazers are good. Blazers are real good. Utah, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Utah. They just got Danny Ainge looks so sad every time they win.
You know, because he's trying. This is his plan. Is not working.
With his plan, he's like,
There's two parts of a season. So you know, maybe they start off hot. The Orlando Magic start off good like this every year.
You know what happened? These players is like, I got to get out of here. So I'm gonna bust my ass. So the team wants to trade for him.
Yeah.
He's probably gonna end up trading Lauri Markkanen for more picks. Like that's what's gonna happen. And then he's gonna bust his ass and have to trade that on somebody. Like, yo, I'll give up 2 first rounds for Lauri Markkanen or whatever. It's gonna be crazy, man. They're playing good. But Lauri Markkanen was always good. He just was injured the last couple of years.
It's fit. A lot of this got to do with fit, man. Sometimes you could be a emerging star or whatever, or a great piece, and you go to a certain team and you look like shit. You play with another team and you could look amazing. You know, it's the fits. Regardless of wherever you go, it's fit. You know, you can say the same thing for the Lakers. You can say the same thing for the Nets. You can say the same thing for, look at the Milwaukee Bucks. The Milwaukee Bucks don't have household names, and they got the best, other than Giannis. Like, Giannis is great, but it ain't all just Giannis. It's what you put around Giannis that makes it easier for him, you know, which makes him more successful. It's what you put around Luka. Look at Luka. Luka ain't got no fucking real help. Look at everybody else in the league right now. It's two players that I could think off the top of three, off the top of my head, that really don't have nobody anywhere near as good as they are.
Luka got players that fit him.
Yeah, exactly, but he don't have what everybody else got. It's Luka, it's Ja Morant, and it's fucking Luka, Ja, and Dame. Everybody else in the league has help, bro. Has a solid number two, at least. If they ain't an all-star, it's a solid number two. Nobody else.
Jeremy Grant is a solid number two. And they got Luka got fucking Chris.
Jeremy Grant is a phenomenal number three at this point on a team.
Luka got Christian Wood on his team, bro. They got players over there.
He don't have all-star help, even all-star help, or even close to it. He got players. He's great, and he got players that fit. But you know, in the postseason, he's gonna need another player who's just as good as him, or close to being as good. And he don't have that. And we're gonna love Luka right now. I told y'all the same thing that happened.
Gonna lose every year in the playoffs. They're just gonna tribute
the same shit I told y'all about Dame, and it happened. I love Luka regardless. We're going to love Luka right now. Luka going to win MVP if he keep playing like this. And he's going to keep getting bounced out the first and second round because there's nobody else around to help him on that fucking team. And then we're going to start blaming him until he gets some help or he leaves. It shit happens the league is like that. You just recycle the players. That's it. It's the same stories. You recycle the players right now. That's all it is. To be honest with you, Bron and KD need to find their way out of LA and Brooklyn and go end up somewhere together, or they might as well just retire at this point.
You think so, to retire?
Dog, they might as well just retire at this point, bro. They can't do nothing for him. Go sit out. Go sit out and go rest your body and come back in a year or two. Because he's the Iron Man. He's not going to do that. He want to do the right thing. But there's nothing they could do over there, bro. Ain't nothing they could do. Nothing Brooklyn could do over there. The most fucking... I'm not going to let this episode pass, even though I wanted Stevie for this part, too. But, they are the most overhyped franchise I've seen in the last 20 years.
Who?
The Brooklyn Nets in sports.
A little bit.
Bro, they've been in Brooklyn for 10 years now, right?
Uh-huh.
It's about 10 years, because Hurricane Sandy, it's 10 years now. So they've been in Brooklyn for about 10, 11 years. 10 years, because I went to their opening night and everything. I've been going since they've been in Brooklyn. They have done nothing. Absolutely nothing since
they haven't done nothing. And they you know,
have done,
they hurt.
They have done absolutely nothing since they've been in Brooklyn, bro. I was saying to y'all, I was like, you know, it's easy to poke fun at the Knicks and you know, talk shit and all the things that we say about the Knicks all the time. But the Brooklyn Nets have had better rosters than y'all for the last 10 years and have done absolutely nothing with it. The players and the teams that y'all, they've had big threes, good fours, all kind of shit. You had two guys who won multiple scoring titles on the same team, and two champions on the same team. You had your earlier days. You had DeRon. You had Joe Johnson. You had Brooke. Then you went and got Gerald Wallace and these guys. Then you had freaking Paul Pierce and KG and Kirilenko and these guys. That the team I like was when they had no superstars. Now, as of recent, the last 3-4 seasons, you got KD and Kyrie, even had James Harden for a season and a half. And they've done absolutely nothing with it. I don't think they've ever advanced past the second round.
You think so?
They haven't advanced past the second round. If I'm not mistaken, I'm talking about my mind. I don't think they've ever advanced past the second round. They've never been in the conference finals.
They have. You're right.
They've never advanced past the second round. They had at least conference finals. They're supposed to come out of the East with each one of those teams that I named, and they've never advanced past the second round.
You know, I think they were just focusing on winning the fans over. And they lost that too. They're the only franchise losing money.
For those of you guys who listen, if you guys go to a Brooklyn Nets game, it's not a home game.
Did you see Kevin Durant booing the little boy with the Knicks jersey on?
No, I didn't see
that. Giving him a thumbs down?
I didn't see that, but I love that for him though. It's not a home game. The Brooklyn Nets, especially if they're playing one of the premier teams in the league, the people are coming to watch that team. They're not coming to watch the Brooklyn Nets. They don't have a loyal fan base. You can even tell when they play the Knicks. It's like you being at the Garden.
Shit is crazy, man. I'm so happy that the Knicks are just not dysfunctional like the Nets right now with the whole Kyrie and the whole Jewish thing and just the whole COVID thing that was going on. The whole
you don't have dysfunctional
Pryor and Steve Nash. The whole fight. It's just ugly over there, man.
You don't have dysfunctional players. You got young guys who want to go out there and hoop. The problem is that you got one guy who had a good year, and he's been trying to force it ever since. That's your only problem.
And for the record, I don't agree with the stuff they're doing to Kyrie. He never came and said anything negative about the Jewish community. And, you know, me personally, I love Jewish people, Mazel Tov. But that documentary has some crazy things in there. But it also has some other things about how, you know, like black people are the original Jews, and whether they believe that or not, I think that's what Kyrie meant by posting that out, because he believes that he's an original Jew, just like him and Amari Stoudemire do. And I think that what he meant by posting the stuff, that thing, and he came out and later said it, like he agreed with some stuff in there, but he disagreed with a lot of it, and a lot of it was bad, and he said that. And I think the part that he agreed with. I believe he did watch it.
Do you think when he first posted it, he watched it?
I think he was about to watch it.
Okay. That's my only thing. And that's what my whole thing with everybody is that I don't think everybody's aware that he didn't watch this. He didn't watch it before he posted it. Like, the best example I could use with everybody, and it immediately was quiet, was your boy's asking you to retweet his song or post a link to whatever it is, and you're just busy at the moment or whatever. Oh, yeah, I got you, whatever. And you just, you share it, but you don't listen to the lyrics or watch whatever it is, and then come to find out your man's is bugging. Or you heard a little bit of it, but didn't hear it. I think that's what happened.
You know what it's like? It's like,
and
you
I don't fault him for it either.
When you go into the movies, and then you just post the opening credits of Black Panther, you didn't watch the movie yet.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But you letting people like, yeah, I'm about to watch this. I'm about to get in. Just like, I'm about to watch this. I'm about to watch the game. Or, you know, like, it's shit like that. So you just post, retweet, yeah, I'm about to watch this. But it's so crazy. If this thing is so bad, this fucking documentary, and it's so crazy, how come Amazon or Jeff Bezos or even the people who made it, you know, don't get in trouble? It's been, you know, Magic Johnson, no, Shaquille O'Neal was trashing Kyrie, but they actually showed this movie in his movie theater.
Yeah.
When it came out. So it's just a lot of hypocrisy. I just think a lot of it is because it's Kyrie.
That's what I'm saying at this point, bro.
It's Kyrie, and they just the way Kyrie is with the media, you know, if the media don't like you, they don't like you.
Yeah.
And the media doesn't like him because he just ignores them. He gives those weird answers, and he just play stupid with the media a lot. So they hate him, and now they figure, like, yeah, we can bash the shit out of him now, and we have a legitimate gripe. And it's terrible what they're doing to him. And even, like, if you listen to the media, the New York media, when Melo was here, like, even if Melo's are getting killed, the Knicks are losing, but he still comes and answers our questions at the end of the night. Like,
yeah.
So they love Melo because of that situation. So he never really got trashed like that from the media, because they said he answered his questions. They answered the questions or whatever. And, you know, and the Kevin Durant's the same way. They don't really like Kevin Durant either, because he doesn't really subscribe to the media, like, play their game. So I just think that he's all of this shit is crazy. Pay $500,000, take a 5-game suspension, plus the $500,000, meet with the Jewish leaders, write an apology, meet with this person. Like, yo,
I mean, well, they gave him the 5 days before that, before anybody asked
for, yeah, apology. But now all of that on top of it, I would just be like, fuck it. Like,
yeah, because you handled it lightly, bro.
At the end of the day, but he came out with the pot. But he didn't say anything, though.
He didn't say anything, but he also he didn't say anything.
And then he didn't say anything when they asked him about it.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So it's like, bro, you really not helping yourself.
If the first time they asked him about it, he explained, like, oh yeah, no, I actually believe that I am a part Jewish, and I don't agree with the whole thing, but I like that part. I'm just. If he would just explain that from the get-go, it would have been a non-issue.
My whole thing is, and with social media and with these players or just entertainers and athletes at this point, or just anybody who has any type of likeness, right, is that when you're representing an organization or you have these endorsements or whatever the case may be, and you could probably be like, oh, you know, it's my social media. That you're going to have to realize, you're going to have to start writing that your opinions do not reflect those of whatever company you represent or you work for or whatever endorsements that you have. And that'll make your life much easier. Because we know Kyrie.
The owner, fucking, he supported the genocide of Muslims.
Yeah.
And China. So, you know, there's a lot of shit going on, but, like, he's not perfect, the owner.
No, nobody's perfect, but I'm just saying.
If I was Kyrie, I would bring it up.
Yeah, you know, nobody's perfect, but at this point here, it may be something that you may have to, you know what I'm saying, the players may have to do. Like, if you want to take political stances and certain things, and, you know, I didn't even like the fact that people was, you know, trying to come at Adam Silver. I'm like, Adam Silver's one of the most supportive damn commissioners in all of sports. Yeah, I'm not just saying this because I love basketball. I think he's the best commissioner of all of sports. If anything, the NBA is probably the only league where they have their, you know, abilities to express themselves the way they do, you know, and he supports it.
And also, I don't like LeBron not sticking up for Kyrie.
Why? Why?
Because I just don't. I think what would you prefer him back to do? He would be like, yo, I know Kyrie. He's not anti-Semitic or racist, and he just misunderstood and left it at that, or he could have just said no comment.
Can I say something? I think younger LeBron probably would have did that. Old LeBron.
Yeah, but just say no comment. But why trash him?
It's not so much trashing him as old LeBron is. He got to take accountability for what he did.
But he didn't do anything.
It's technically, to us, we weren't that offended. But in today's day and age, and you got to be aware of certain things, he did a lot. He did a lot. You know what? You know what he did. You know what he did, Jay? He got us talking about it. He got people who don't want to talk about these things talking about it. That's why Shaq and Barkley had that reaction they did, why he called him an idiot, why Bron took the stance that he did there with his. Nobody really wants to talk like these things. If you're asking me a question, and if I go no comment or I don't want to talk about it, then you look like, oh, you don't care, you're not supportive, right? If you say it's not a big deal, then you're looked at as you're anti-Semitic or you don't care or whatever else the case may be. So now you're putting all of us in a predicament.
I can handle it just like this.
You know, there's somebody
ask me,
you
know, I'm LeBron James, right?
Ask. Yep.
Yeah, I'm LeBron James. I'm at the podium. They ask me, yo, how you feel about that? First of all, I'm not anti-Semitic. I love my Jewish people. I got no comment on Kyrie. I don't know what his situation, but from my experience, Kyrie is not racist or anti-Semitic from our dealings with him. Like, he could have just said, yo, I played with him for years and I never noticed anything. And that, like that, we had plenty of conversations and he never came across as that way. And that's it. Left it just like that.
You don't think at some point that everybody's just tired at this point now? Like, if this
they could
like,
be yeah, tired, but this is setting a bad precedent. So say now look at what happened with this guy, Anthony Edwards, and he's like, look at these faggots or whatever he said. Pardon my language. No disrespect.
He apologized immediately.
Yeah, but he got fined or some shit like that. But it's just
he apologized immediately.
But it's just like, yo, but see, but what they don't understand is like where we come from.
I know
that word is not meaning like it's not a diss towards gays. It's just like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? We don't use it like that. Like, oh, like we trying to diss. Like if you see a gay person, we're not gonna say, yo, like you F word. We don't really call people that gays. That we call other people like straight people or regular, not regular, but the straight people that. And as like a diss, but not like, it's not derogatory saying like, it's just not that. It's just like, say, I like to say it like the N word, like we call, like some people might be offended. Like some actual black people might be offended by another black person calling them a nigga. Yep. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we use it like it's like that, like, yo, like, you know, we don't, it's not like,
we just
I can't
use
explain
it. As a
it.
Word. It's just a noun.
Yeah. I can't explain it. Like
it's not derogatory.
We're not being like what do you call it, like hatred for the gays. That's why we use that word. Yeah. It's not that. It might have started that way with the people who made up that word, but we just flipped it and just do it our own way. Like just even like the B word, like, yo, why you acting like a bitch? That's not mean like we hate women or whatever, like, you know what I'm saying? You just, you know, you know what I mean, man.
People from the hood
know exactly what I mean. So
I know
when
exactly
Anthony
what you mean.
Edwards said that, was he? I don't know, man.
When he said it, and also too, he's young. You know what I'm saying? But when he said it, it was just like we ain't thinking nothing by it. But I said, oh yeah, he's got to apologize. And then I came back to Twitter maybe a half an hour later, and he apologized. You know what I'm saying? And then. You know, so it's because of the times we're in now. People don't care about that. They don't care about how we grew up and whatever. You can't say it if it offends somebody. It's not acceptable and whatever and whatnot. And it's just that's these day and times. Before, if you said something that somebody, you know, you offended somebody and they felt a certain way, they punch you in the mouth. Now they're gonna tap your pockets. That's all it is.
And we gotta talk about this Miles Bridges situation.
Let's talk about it.
He pled no contest as a felon, and he got like probation and some shit like that, right?
He's available?
Yeah, he's available, but now his baby mother, he got a restraining order against the baby mother, his ex, because she's stalking him, and she was in front of his house for 6 hours. The cops had to get her out of his house. She broke into his house to try to, because he won't talk to her because he basically ruined his life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's a whole toxic situation, and, you know, there's more to that story than him just whipping her ass. So we don't know
obviously.
What really transpired. And obviously, and if it was that bad, why is he stalking him to get back with her and he won't talk to her? And he actually, the cops had to physically remove her from his house. She followed him from his house to a club, harassed him there, followed him from the club home, broke into his house to get him to see her. And he had to call the cops finally and got a restraining order against her. And she can't come next to him. It's a crazy situation, man. She was upset or whatever happened. And she basically ruined his career. And now he won't speak to her. And then she wants to know why. Like, why won't you talk to me? Like, you think? You ruined my career. And I just think it's best for both of them. If he was abusive, they should stay away from each other. Hey. And it's just a bad situation.
What is she coming back for? Rematch?
Oh, Sean, you're going to get canceled, bro.
If they ever catch me with this pod, by the time we're in season 5, we're all getting canceled.
They're going to get... Yo, listen, man.
All getting canceled.
All I got to say is God bless to that situation, and you know, he should never, no matter how crazy the girl is or what she did, you shouldn't put hands on a girl, regardless. Especially if you're 6'8", 230, and muscular, you shouldn't hit a woman. You shouldn't hit a woman. No matter what size you are as a man, just don't hit them. He should have called the cops from the beginning. When they first had the argument, she was getting crazy. He didn't have to use his hands. But, you know, he's young, and hopefully he learned from his mistakes, and I believe he deserves a second chance, because Ray Lewis got a second chance, and he murdered a man.
Life is about second chances.
You know?
So I hope that the Los Angeles. I hope that the Los Angeles Lakers.
No, they don't deserve him.
They don't deserve him.
No.
Oh gosh, he could be with he could be what saves our season. Are you shitting me?
They don't deserve him. Who's the other guy that got arrested for whipping his girl? Jackson Hayes. Yeah.
Jackson so, Hayes. Eric Bledsoe.
Eric Bledsoe. She whipped him when he whipped. She called the cops on him right when he signed the contract. That's crazy. Oh. He said, oh, you think you're going to China, nigga? Watch this. You ain't going nowhere.
Now you laughed, right? You had no problem. Men shouldn't hit women and all kind of shit. And now this is funny, right? I love this pod.
It's funny because it was just the timing of it. He signed the
timing of all goes of this to is horrible. Is
Eric Bledsoe goes to China. Signed a multi-year contract in China. Okay, good for him. Get some money. He said, oh yeah?
Watch this.
That nigga whipped my ass the other day. I forget to tell you. I took the pictures on my phone. Here you go.
That's so grimy. When I saw that, I was like, that's grimy as hell. First of all, going over there for you as a NBA player, especially
the wife over there too. Yeah, he's NBA about to player. Get that Marbury.
Marbury's
a fucking legend over there.
Yeah, but being an NBA player, a known NBA player at that, and then having to not get picked up by a team in the league, and then having to go overseas is a little, I don't want to say degrading or anything like that, but it's kind of almost like damn. And then that comes out, that's a double whammy. Like, that's not news that's breaking over there. Like, y'all starting your own league. Like, oh, word, damn, you got to go to China now? That's crazy. And then, you got to go to China and you whooping ass? That's crazy. Even more crazy, you know? Like,
it's a long flight, my brother. I just want to know why all these decent NBA players are not in the NBA anymore. Like, it got to be more behind the scenes.
Name them.
Than what we know. You got Melo, White. Melo's not old.
Right? This is not going to be his 20th season also, right?
Yeah, but last year he was decent, though. He wasn't bad.
I didn't say he was washed. I just said old. I didn't say anything bad. I just said old. Go ahead.
Nigga, all right, but then you got a nigga like Theo Pinson in the league. Or the nigga, or Matt Ryan. Like, and I don't keep harping on Matt Ryan. He get, like, you know, all these bums. Well, not bums, but all these, like, not, Melo's better than these dudes, like. He's shown he has no ego anymore.
He doesn't care about
coming off the bench. He does whatever the coach says. He's playing defense, actually. Last year, he was one of the Lakers' best defenders.
Absolutely.
So it's just like, bro, like, what more did the man want? He was coming in, hitting clutch shots, doing his thing off the bench, giving you microwave buckets, playing decent defense, not bitching about playing time, just being mellow. Like, minimum contract, the vet minimum, doing his thing, and now you tell me he can't be on the team? Like, nobody can use him? Minnesota could use, like, there's so many teams that could use them. Like, I don't understand.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
You know what my theory is?
What?
Some teams really don't care to win. Because if you have a player, let's say, for instance, you do running back with Dwight, you do running back with Carmelo, you do have a healthy Anthony Davis, you do have a healthy LeBron and Russell Westbrook, and then they're 2-8 or 2-9, then what?
Nothing. You just go.
No, there is something. You're not supposed to be in this predicament with those players, right?
So you're saying, okay, so you back to my theory that they want to lose. They want to ruin LeBron's legacy.
Hey, you could be right. I don't know.
Because it's not like they're losing for draft picks.
Yeah, like, it doesn't make sense. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, they didn't exactly. You don't have draft picks. These would be your best available to, you know, want to run it back or whatever. So why, especially after the season Melo had? Melo played actually really good with them. I was very pleased with the way he played. I thought he was a lock to come back.
You know what happened? They replaced him with the fucking Mexican. what Juan Toscano do.
Okay.
So they probably figure, well, he could do what Melo do, but he's younger. But
like,
he
if
can't.
You like you gotta
he can't. Look, you, like you he gotta can't look, do what Melo could do, like, even
like,
though he's younger.
Like you gotta look as wild. All the decent help that they had, they just nope. THD gone for Patrick Beverley. Malik Monk. No, we're not even gonna try to resign you. You're gone. Go ahead. Go to the Kings.
It started with Alex Caruso.
Alex Caruso. Oh, it no, started with Alex. Good. There, yeah. No, there, I'm
was,
just saying,
there,
just...
there was no way in hell I thought they were gonna let that guy go. No way in hell they were going to let he yeah. is legit good.
And they let him go.
Now, if you got Dwight and AD back there, right? And then you got Caruso on ball, hounding people, and you got Pope over there hounding people. You know, that's a good defense.
Yeah.
And then they say, oh, we don't need Caruso, we got none. None sucks. That yeah. he's just like his box score is just like his name, none. I think I had like 20 minutes, zeros, everything, bro.
I don't you think it's the pressure playing with Bron, or you just think that maybe we over we have higher.
Nah. There's
like
no,
what
nah,
like
nah,
what
no.
is
I'm
it?
I'm gonna tell you what it happens playing with LeBron James. Right? When Kendrick Nunn was good, on what team he was on? Philly,
Miami.
Right?
Miami,
right? When he was on Miami, right? What was he doing? Bringing the ball up, facilitating. Okay. Now he's on the team with LeBron. Ass out the window. You're a spot-up shooter. Anything you used to do, you're a spot-up shooter now. You have to adjust. That's what I'm saying. There's so much detail to this Laker thing. I believe LeBron has to take a back seat, period.
Yeah, but why are you not building around your star?
You know why? Because they feel the star is not good enough to build around anymore.
Well, okay, so here's what they did, and everybody agreed upon it at one point, and it's just not working out. Was that Anthony Davis was supposed to take the team?
No, but Anthony Davis is not.
Okay, so now within the last, okay,
he's
so
not,
we,
he's not he's not the okay, facilitator. Okay, the thing is, LeBron wants to dominate the ball. LeBron wants to make the assist. He wants to do that. No,
okay,
LeBron.
So LeBron
needs to permanently be off the ball to be effective now.
So now we realize that, right? That he's not going to, you know, be the one to take over the team. So why not go back to what worked and continue to build around your guy?
Because
you don't think anybody else in the league will want to try to take that chance with LeBron even at 37,
no,
38
no,
years old?
No, they don't. Because he's
so,
just
no, he just doesn't have it anymore. So you mean to tell me nobody else in the league? I'm not saying trade anybody. I'm just saying if you had the opportunity, let's say if you're a team who doesn't have a superstar.
No, right? if my team was already it's not a build around him. It's plug him in. If already he had the pieces,
no,
and
saying,
then I plug
I'm,
LeBron
I'm not,
in,
I'm
of
not,
course.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you're a team who doesn't have the pieces, but you have the ability to have LeBron, you're not going to try to build around LeBron.
No,
it doesn't.
If I'm the Detroit Pistons, right? No,
and
I know.
LeBron,
no,
that doesn't
no,
make sense.
No,
that'll make Pistons, sense.
Nope. Even if I'm Orlando Magic, no,
it
you got
make
a
sense.
Future. You
don't
got
yo,
no,
son, you don't.
You're not gonna mortgage everything for one season. Like, you're
that
not going to give
sense.
Up, or you're not going to give up Mo Bamba, Suggs, Wagner.
Why?
Or
Mo Bamba been there for years now.
For an agent vet, because you're not just not going to do that.
So you're
going to
lose
not
him
gonna
for nothing?
That.
You're going to lose these players for nothing. That's what happens. You know that,
no,
right?
Okay,
that's what
cool.
happens. You know that,
but,
right?
And the team
Jonathan
that, and
Isaac, Jalen Suggs.
I'll give Jonathan Isaac
Cole,
away.
Cole Anthony after what? You're going to lose these players for nothing.
Jonathan Isaac is Herschel Walker.
That's what happens when you keep ending up in the lottery and you keep drafting these lottery picks in there and they're not panning out to be, you know, generational talents.
LeBron, you do not build around a 40-year-old LeBron.
You're going to
not do that.
You're going to end
up,
listen, you're going to end up losing these players anyway. So why would you not say, hey, let's take a shot at it in 1-2 seasons? They're not doing anything in 1-2.
No.
They haven't done anything in 5 seasons.
Nope. I'm
not
doing that.
I'll give you another example. Look at the Philadelphia 76ers and look at the process. Would you agree that the process was a success or was it a failure?
They didn't win the championship.
Not even just the championship, but you just say that it was a success or was it a failure?
I mean, it wasn't a failure. They got Embiid and Ben Simmons. And they flipped that to James Harden. They got stars.
Okay, but you didn't get Houston Rockets James Harden, bro. You got James Harden. How many years after he's been James Harden? But you're gonna tell me that you're not. What do you think they're building around now?
Embiid.
Negative, my brother. So anyway, back to what I was saying about the process. You got to look at all those picks that they had, all those number one picks they had, all the draft lottery picks that they had, the talent that they came across that they didn't re-sign and then they traded. That shit is a failure.
Why can't the Lakers pick up Jahlil Okafor?
I don't know.
He's playing on the new Mexican G League team.
There's a lot of players that's available. I don't know why they don't pick up. Where's the other kid that kept messing up his legs, the other light-skinned one?
Who?
Jabari Parker.
No, I think he's on the roster, I believe, somewhere.
Listen, there's plenty of players where they could pick up. They keep trying to get cheap versions of niggas, and this is why we got the product we have. And I'm not upset. I just get mad when I'm like, God damn, what's going on if they can't make a shot? Is it psychological? Because they're professionals. I'm pretty sure they hit these shots in practice.
With the pressure, you're playing with LeBron, and then you're playing with the Lakers. And it's hard. You can't get into a rhythm when you're playing with LeBron dominating the ball like that. And then it don't get no better.
If your job is to catch and shoot, and the man is getting you the ball where you're supposed to be at, and all you got to do is catch and shoot.
But if you weren't a catch and shoot player your whole career,
if you weren't, exactly.
None of those players we're talking about were catch and shoot players.
So this goes back to what I was saying. So then, how can you fault the man for you not putting around him what has made him successful, what has made his teams and organizations successful?
Because he needs to adapt at his career.
So he sits down and he lets them take the ball and he does be off the ball because I watched him.
No.
You're talking about last night in a few of the games when they're losing and obviously no one else could score buckets and that Bron got to force some baskets. From the beginning of the game, if you look, he's not super aggressive in the beginning of the games anymore.
But he's always done that. He's done that his whole career. He'll act like I'm a team player, pass the ball around the first couple quarters, and then he starts getting the ball hard.
At certain points in the offense, especially now, this season, that man don't even touch the ball.
And he shouldn't. How many air balls? This is the most air balls he's shot in his whole career combined in one fucking 10 games, bro. Out of 20 years. In 10 games, he's got all the air balls combined his whole career. You mean to tell me he's not declining? He's done. I mean, he's not done, but he's done as the lead guy.
Yeah, but this team, absolutely. How many times are you going to hear different announce crews every night say this isn't fair to ask this man that to shoulder this load in year 20?
But so then he should just step back.
And do what, Jay? You still expect the same level of greatness from him?
No,
he's
we don't.
The ball or not. You
no,
do.
We understand. I don't expect any. I expect
Step
him to
back
fail.
And let who lead?
Let Kendrick Nunn try to get his mojo back. These niggas don't have the mojo. Let Russ get his swag. Look what Russ. When Russ is not playing with LeBron, he looks like Russ. I don't get it. How can you not see that it's him?
No. That's a blatant obvious. I even said that to y'all before. I said that to y'all last season when I was talking about Russ playing decently on there. No, Russ sucks. I said Russ looks better when he's on the bench.
I said
Russ looks better when he's on the bench. I mean, when I was on the bench, when he's on the court when Anthony Davis from Bron sits down. And I said it even exactly. in moments in the season when AD got hurt and it was just Bron and AD, I know it works. He needs somebody that's going to finish under the basket. He's not going to hit you on a cut every single time. He needs somebody that could be that lob threat or somebody else on that, in the dunker spot or whatever else the case may be. But he needs somebody that's not going to be in the perimeter with him so he could be Russ, like you said. And they get out in transition. But I'm not going to sit up here and make it seem like it's Bron's fault. It's not the three of them, bro. I'm not putting no individual blame on them three because they've been doing their part this season. They've all each collectively had a good game or a great game where they looked like themselves and niggas have still lost. It's because what's around them. They don't have enough. They don't have enough to be successful. The league is not what it was before. The league is very talented. The league is extremely talented where you have the likes of Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and Russell Westbrook, and the team is 2-9. That's how talented the league is now.
Yeah. So Utah Jazz is more talented than the Lakers?
Yeah, they're playing like it. They played like it. They played like it. Did they not?
Bugging, bro.
They playing like it. They got the best record in the West.
Bugging, bro.
All right. I'm bugging every night. I bet against the Utah Jazz, and I lose, and they fuck my tickets up. That's what I'm bugging because I ain't picked them.
Yo, but anyway, I'm about to get out of here, man. King of the Court podcast. We'll never be back again. See you in 10 months. See you in the finals.
Around the holidays or something.
Yeah, see you in the finals, bro.
We out of here. I'm more recovering your Warriors on the next episode too, so I hope they start winning by then.
Nah, they starting off slow. They suspected, bro.
Yeah, they won
the championship.
Yeah, we'll save that. Don't worry.
They won the championship. They played in Tokyo. They chilling. No,
it's okay. I'm gonna save that. Don't worry.
I'll tell you who's not declining. Curry. Jordan Poole looks like shit, but Steph Curry ain't Steph's fault.
No rush. Don't worry about it.
Just worry about beating the Clippers. Right?
We'll wait till Stevie's back. No rush. Don't worry, I got it. I got a few in the tuck for them. We out.